Hello, friend. Happy Tuesday. I hope y'all had a great weekend. We did. Let me tell you about my weekend. So, weekends in our house are very scheduled and the same thing every week. Typically, we sleep in a little bit on Saturdays, and then we get up. My husband normally cooks for the guys at his barber shop. And then he goes around 12, 12:30, gets his hair cut, the kids go down for a nap, and then we pretty much just hang out at home. We normally don't make any other plans because Tyler's gone all week. We really don't get any family time as it is. So we try to just hang out at home. He normally finds a project or something to do around the house. And I always just kind of feel like Saturdays are like mass chaos a little bit. I don't know. And then Sundays, we always have church. So it's like the busyness of the morning. And we're always the family that's like, we're going to get to Sunday school. Sunday school starts at 10 a.m. I kid you not, when I say that our alarms go off at 8 o'clock, we hit the ground running. And I'm the kind of person who tries to have like the kids' clothes laid out and something planned for a really quick breakfast. And like, we're taking showers and kids are already showered the night before, and we still are not getting out the door until 10 a.m. He's very proud of us this week. We actually got out the door around 10 a.m., which was very impressive for us on a Sunday. So, you know what? Maybe it's just a goal. It'll get earlier and earlier every week, and we will continue to just strive to be out the door and eventually make it to Sunday school. It is quite the challenge to get four kids up and dressed and ready, and then having a nursing infant, oh my goodness, definitely has its unique challenges that adds to it, but we make the best of it. And yesterday was so good. Our pastor preached a great sermon. And so we did that, and then we had a birthday party in the afternoon. Oh my gosh, I almost forgot to tell you. On Saturday, get this. My husband gets his haircut. We had plans for that evening. And I come downstairs. I had gotten paid by a customer. There were a few things I needed from the store. And I had just really been itching to spend some good quality time as a family lately. Don't mind my baby crying in the background. He's totally fine. And so I got paid by this customer, and I thought, you know what? Let's go to the store together as a family. And you know what? It's Saturday, so let's make it even better. Let's go to Target. So I come downstairs, smiley and happy, hoping to bribe my husband to go to Target. Because we all know that is totally not a guy thing. All husbands roll their eyes when their wives are like, oh, honey, can you please go to Target? This man said, yes. What? What has happened? I kid you not. We went to Target as a whole family. It was a very pleasant shopping experience. My children were decently behaved. My husband let me walk through the entire store and browse for probably about an hour. And he even picked out things himself. What? What is this? So that was literally the best highlight of my weekend. I'm not gonna lie. Family time and shopping, it was amazing. And we did have a little bit of extra scratch. And I thought, you know what? I have not done something nice for myself in a while, so I'm gonna go in there and buy myself something. I put two things back that we did not need. And my husband and I bought some of their like fall snacks. We're trying to be really good and like eat super healthy and lose weight. And I have several events over the next 3 months that I would really like to lose some weight for so I can look really good. But we bought some snacks and it was just like this major surge of serotonin in the room. It was so great. It was great. Anyway, back to Sunday. Sunday afternoon, we had a birthday party. Wyatt got invited to his first birthday party by a friend from school. The sweetest little boy in his class invited him to his party and it was nice and simple and to the point. And then we went and got some lunch. And then we just spent the evening cleaning the house. My husband attempted to build a crib. We bought this crib before we arrived here, picked it up, and the pieces Like the bolts and stuff that we had to put it together that we were given were not the correct ones. So I'm wondering if they had a toddler bed or something that those went to. So, crib didn't get put together, but that's okay. Thankfully, Lowe's saves the day and it's going to cost about $10 to go get these new bolts. So, overall, a phenomenal weekend. Do I feel rested? No. I still woke up very tired this morning. But this morning, because it's Monday when I'm recording this, I'm very proud of myself about that too. I did not go back to bed like I wanted to. I got up. I made myself breakfast. What? Who am I? I ate this morning. Yeah, okay. Before 8:30 in the morning. I even took pre-workout and did a workout this morning. And then got in a mile walk when we took Wyatt to school. And it's hot again here. What? False fall. I am not about it. I lived for those few days of cooler weather. But it seems that Hurricane Ian, I think is it? Is that what this hurricane's called? Is barreling towards Florida. So I think we're gonna get some of the rain this weekend. Yeah. Parker agreed. Parker agrees. Are you the special guest? Yeah. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but my whole heart. Y'all, I have four children and I have never been as obsessed and in love with any of my kids as babies as I am with Parker. And I'm super thankful. Super thankful that this is what I get to experience. So, okay. I'm excited. This is what we're going to do this week on the podcast. So, last week I shared about the ladies' retreat that I went to, and I shared each of the bigger sessions. So there was one session that they did that was a Q&A session. They pulled all the speakers and then the pastor's wife up onto the podium, and they just asked a bunch of questions, and they answered very candidly. They did not know what the questions were ahead of time. It was phenomenal. So what I want to do is take each of the questions that they asked. There were about five or six questions, but I want to take the top four that I really liked, and I want to take one day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and talk about each of these questions because I think that these questions were number one, super good. Number two, can be developed into really great topic, some really great talking points that I think are important for us to consider as moms. And also encourage us. It was encouraging to me because they asked these questions, and I'm sitting there thinking, these women have years and years of experience on me. And they're gonna say something that's just literally gonna blow my mind. And I'm gonna sit here thinking, Karina, why have you never thought this? Why have you never done this? Why? Why do we not do our life this way? But when I tell you that some of the answers that these women gave were literally things that I do, I felt so good about myself. Like, look at me. I feel like I am achieving greatness in this moment. So it's pretty spectacular. So that is the plan for the podcast for this week. So I'm going to start today with a nice simple one, right? We're coming out of the weekend. I'm going to start with a nice simple one that I think every mom has. And this is actually something I get asked a lot. So I thought it was really cool that it was a question that they asked these women too. But they were asked, essentially, I did not write down the questions word for word, but I did write down some of their responses and just other things. So that's what I have here. But these women were asked about managing time. All of these women have children. Two of them had younger children. One has older children. And they were just asked about how do you manage time? How do you get everything done? How do you fit everything into a day? And I loved these responses. My favorite one, and this was the best one for me to remember, was that unfortunately, when you have a larger family, not everyone gets to do everything that they want to do. Unfortunately, there's going to be some sacrifice on the part of other members of your family. And I thought, you know what? That's a good reminder. I have four children. I would love, love to be able to just pour my time and energy into everything that my children want to do all the time. Easton is super interested in bull riding and rodeos. If I could take this kid to a rodeo every single weekend, if I could do that financially, I would, and it would make his day. Wyatt loves, loves to go to the store and look at Toy Story 4 toys. And he is just my child that is go, 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 go all the time, hardcore wrestler. This kid is going to be into some contact sport, that's for sure. We are definitely discussing putting him in a contact sport this fall because I think he needs a healthy outlet for his energy. And then Addison is just, she's very girly. She wants to spend time with you. She wants to play with you. Unfortunately, she did not get a parent who enjoys playing with her children. It makes me laugh. My kids are like, will you play with me? I'm like, no, that's why I gave you siblings. You know, and then there's Parker. And unfortunately, right, well, not unfortunately. I mean, unfortunately, but fortunately. Right now in the season of life, Parker consumes a lot of my time because he is exclusively breastfed. So probably 65% of my day is spent feeding Parker. Yeah, you think that's funny. And, you know, sitting on the couch. And I've had to learn to utilize that time for my benefit through reading books and doing other things than scrolling my phone. Even if it's just, hey, I need to feed Parker now. Let's put a show on the TV and you guys can sit with me. Or, you know, reading books to my other kids while I'm feeding Parker. It's just about managing that time, but also realizing that I'm not always going to have time to do everything everybody wants to do. And that is okay. That is so okay. So okay. Someone said, there's no such thing as too busy. It's what you put your time to. This was a really good reminder for me. I think I have a tendency to make lists for my lists, which is not a bad thing. For me, it helps me stay prioritized. I have a calendar on our wall and I have my own personal planner. And I need that because, again, I have four children. I have a husband who works all the time, who plays softball all the time. We have doctor's appointments. I have dentist appointments. We have family in and out of town. Therapy. What else do we have on our calendar? My cakes. You know, so I juggle a lot with my time and I have had to learn to prioritize different things, but I have learned in my life, my parents always told me in college, they started telling me this, you prioritize what is important to you. If it's important to you, you will put it into your day or into your life. And that topic has come into the conversation when it has come to things like family visiting us or, you know, friends making time for you. My mom has reminded me, you know, if you are important to these people, they will make time for you and vice versa. You know, relationships are not a one-way street. They're definitely two-way. But there is no such thing as too busy. You're not too busy. It just depends what you put on your schedule. I think as moms, we have this tendency to say, okay, today I'm going to make a list and everything on my list needs to get done. And we abide by these lists and we live by them. But how often do we look at the list and do we say, this is really a lot of work for one person to carry on and I may not accomplish this all in one day. So I'm going to prioritize what I need to get done. I'm going to put first what I need to get done with the understanding that sometimes our days don't go according to plan. You're going to make important what is important to you. You're not too busy. You're just prioritizing different things. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Did you know that there are days that I prioritize going and getting a coffee with my friends one day a week over cleaning my house? I do. Why? Because I need to make sure my cup is filled because my these relationships matter to me. And if I have the opportunity to take the car one day a week when it's convenient for my husband, I'm going to do that. And I'm going to go out of my way to do everything that I can outside of the house on that day, whether it's seeing friends or doing whatever I need to do to have relationships and to do that. But it's also a good reminder too, when you're in relationships to kind of filter, even as adults, you know, my husband comments all the time, like, I don't understand, why is there all this drama? Unfortunately, honey, I don't think it's drama. I think it's just called adulthood. And I think unfortunately what we thought in high school would go away, it was just drama and growing pains, carried into adulthood because some people don't know how to carry themselves. And, you know, you can filter relationships real quick when you start to realize, you know, hey, I've reached out to you 6 times and asked you, do you want to get together for coffee? Can I meet you? You've offered to go out of your way for them and you get no response. I'm going to tell you right now, that's a pretty good filter to tell you that that person is probably in a very different season of life and you're not included in that season. And that is okay. That is a part of adulthood too. It is not that the person is mad at you. It is not that they hate you. 9 times out of 10, let's be honest, our generation just was not taught how to communicate our feelings effectively and to say, hey, I'm just in a really different season of life right now and I'm prioritizing different things in my relationships. And that is okay. It is okay. And we need to, this is really a side note, but this is important. We need to stop being petty about it. We need to. We need to stop being petty when Susie is prioritizing her children over a friendship because that's the season of life that she is in. We need to stop being petty when Janet is prioritizing her marriage over going out with the girls on the weekends like she used to, because that's the season of life that Janet is in, and so on and so forth. Okay? That's called being an adult. That's here. That's free. That's free today. Trying to see what else I wrote down about that. I think that was all that I wrote down. So nice and simple and short for that one. But I love that they addressed that. And they talked about simple practical things. Like one of them talked about, like, you know, laying everybody's clothes out the night before and having backpacks ready and making lunches the night before has really helped them be effective in their day. And I can attest to that. I literally do that. Easton's lunch is made every single night the night before. His school clothes are laid out every night the night before. It makes our mornings so much less stressful and so smooth. It's so nice. Things like, the other one that was my favorite that I was like, oh my gosh, I do that. And I feel so accomplished because this was a mom of 5 kids. And she said, I plan one day a week where we get out of the house. The other days of the week, we don't. And she said, so one day a week, I'm doing my grocery shopping. We're going to the library. I'm running all my errands. And the other days of the week, I don't. And I tell people, I'm sorry, that has to wait until next Tuesday or whenever it is that she goes out of the house. And I was like, that is so genius. I love that. I love that. And for me, I'm a homebody. I love being at home. If you want to see me, stop on by. I am always here. I loved that. So just short, sweet, simple, to the point. I loved that they talked about that. It was such a practical question. Tomorrow I am going to talk about what does it mean to do good to your husband? I'm going to elaborate on that one. I loved that they asked this question. Sorry, I was crying baby in the background. I love that they asked this question because I had never heard it asked before, but it was so practical. And I want to share with you a little bit about the pastor and his heart about why he decided to do a Q&A session during this ladies retreat, because I think it really hits home about some important things that a lot of churches are missing. So that's what I'll leave you with today. Nice, sweet, short, simple, to the point to start your Tuesday off. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. You're listening to Caffeine and Chaos, a podcast for moms by a mom who's just taken it one day and one cup of coffee at a time. So sit back, relax, and come join me.